This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Consumers Energy wants to stop buying renewable energy from outside sources. Under the 1978 Federal Public Utilities Regulator Policy Act, which we'll call PURPA, state regulators can encourage more renewable energy by requiring utilities to purchase electricity generated by solar, wind, biomass, or other renewable resources at the same rate that it would cost the utility to make it. That helps Michigan to be less dependent on fossil fuels and supports development of renewable energy sources. Consumers Energy is asking the Michigan Public Service Commission to let the company off the hook. At the same time, Congressman Tim Walberg has introduced legislation to change PURPA in a way that would let big utilities decline to buy green energy. Consumers Energy likes that a lot. Joining us now is Kevin Borgia, Midwest Policy Director for Cypress Creek Renewables. That's one of the green energy companies which sells green energy to Consumers Energy under PURPA. Now, first, tell us a little bit about your company. Are you solar, wind?
So Cypress Creek Renewables is one of the largest independent generators of solar energy in the country. We have well over 1,300 megawatts of operating solar assets in the country, which is enough to power in the neighborhood of millions of homes. The focus that we have on Michigan is that we think that there is a real economic incentive to build solar in the state, and we think that that is going to be a very beneficial thing from an economic standpoint for ratepayers, but also from the benefit of creating jobs and, of course, creating emissions-free clean energy in the state of Michigan is going to be a benefit both economically and environmentally.
What happens to your company if Consumers Energy is allowed to decline buying electricity from sources like Cypress Creek, whether by permission of the state regulators or by a change in the federal law PURPA?
Sure. We think that if those actions were to move forward, we think that we would really just not be able to invest in Michigan to the degree that we want to. And that business opportunity would end up depriving Michiganders of those jobs and those economic opportunities. It would deprive those farmers who are interested in leasing their land and providing some protection against those falling commodity prices that can really hamper farmers' ability to keep farming the land. And so if the proposals were to move forward as Consumers has recommended, we think that that would really deprive us of a business opportunity, but also would deprive Michigan of a great economic opportunity.
Now, Consumers Energy says PURPA means higher power bills. If the company is buying green energy from you at the same price as it costs consumers to generate it, how does that translate to higher bills?
You're asking the right questions there. I mean, PURPA is about keeping rates low. I mean, the letter of the law specifically states that if a private developer can generate power at a rate that's competitive with the utility's cost to generate it, they have to buy your power. And it's something that is about protecting ratepayers. It's not about higher costs. It's quite the opposite.
I do know Consumers has talked about they can get it cheaper off the free market, but the free market price really fluctuates a lot, especially if there's peak demand. So I'm not sure what they're talking about there. Let me ask you something else, though. Alternative energy such as solar is getting cheaper and cheaper to build. I mean, even with these solar tariffs that the president wants, solar is going to continue to drop in price. It would seem that, if anything, green energy is going to be cheaper in the future. So I don't understand why I don't understand the motivation for Consumers Energy to get out, especially since it's planning to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% in the next 20 years. What insight do you have into what's going on here?
Well, I think Consumers have stated publicly that low energy prices and renewable energy can certainly coexist. I mean, they're publicly stating this in a variety of different venues, and we certainly agree. We think that the trend for solar costs is very much moving in a downward direction. The costs have come down for solar generation, something like, I believe it's over 60% in the past 5 to 7 years. So we've seen these enormous cost declines. And if you look at the cost decline that solar has, the broader trend of solar costs since, say, 1980, I mean, we have come down just factors of magnitude from where we were a couple of decades ago. And we think that that trend is going to continue, whereas for fossil fuel sources, the trend is more upward. You know, natural gas prices are very low right now. That's certainly true. But there's not much room for them to go, nowhere for them to really go but up. And so solar, currently at its low price and increasingly lower price, can really tie ratepayers to low pricing that can be locked in for several years. One of the benefits of solar and other renewable generation is that we don't have a fuel. And so once the project is built and you've capitalized the asset, you're able to operate that facility at very, very low cost for decades. And so we can offer low fixed price energy contracts for upwards of 20 years. And that's just something that no fossil fuel resource can really give. And so we think that the ratepayer benefit of having those locked in low rates is something that the Public Service Commission and Michigan regulators and our members of Congress as well should recognize.
If you could talk to Representative Tim Walberg, what would you tell him about his plan to essentially end PURPA's green energy incentives?
Yeah, we think in general, Representative Walberg's bill seeks to move backward away from competitive energy markets. Again, PURPA is all about allowing private enterprise to find ways to compete with the existing polluting energy sources. And without the opportunity for private companies to move forward with businesses in Michigan and in other states, we'll have a hindering of technological innovation. And so, you know, while there are certainly, it's certainly reasonable to do a refresh of you know, legislation every now and then, and there may be some aspects of PURPA that do warrant some changes.
Right. It's been around since 78.
Correct. Right. I mean, but the approach that he's taken would move in the wrong direction. It would move more in the direction of monopoly utilities, less competition. And we think that's bad for the private sector, but also for ratepayers across the country.
Kevin Borgia is Midwest Policy Director for Cypress Creek Renewables. Thanks for talking to us about this.
Thanks, Lester.
As we noted, Michigan's 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg is proposing changes to that Public Utilities Regulatory Policies Act. He joins us now. As it's currently written, PURPA opened up renewable energy at a scale that might not have been possible otherwise. Why do you want to change that?
Yeah, I certainly give that to you. I think PURPA had a very positive impact 40 years ago and even on up to the present, back when it was introduced to renewable energies were really in an infancy as far as their acceptance and the pushing to get them up and running and then to find out how good they could be. And over time, we've seen the cost of renewables go down. We've seen the variety and scope, some of the competition even that's been there in renewables. But it's a 40-year-old law, and we want to make sure that the ratepayers, the consumers, still have the best deal, as well as having advancements in the creation and generation of energy. And so that's why it's our effort to take a look at that 40-year-old law and try to bring it up to the present, and all the while still promoting quality energy using an all-of-the-above plan, which includes renewables.
If the utilities are paying the same price for green energy as it costs the big power companies to generate electricity, sometimes even less, how's that causing higher electricity bills?
Well, right now we're finding out that because of the increase in electricity and generation of electricity out there, and the fact that, frankly, PURPA helped push the utilities, the major utilities, into doing what they are doing now, and that is using renewables and doing it on their own as well. And all we're saying is let's keep the competition going. Let's make sure that the consumers are only paying for what they need and not at a higher cost. When we find out that there are some gaming going on with, for instance, the one-mile rule.
I'm not sure what that is, the one-mile rule.
Well, in PURPA, the original law, there's a one-mile rule that says anything outside of that is usable for purchase from utilities if they're inside of that and they're all in the same, for instance, the same company producing that, and they have several generation sites, but they're within the one-mile radius, then they don't count. If they're just outside of it or beyond, then they can be counted in. So we're finding some of the renewables, I'm not going to get into giving names, but some of the renewables that are gaming the system using the law as written, not as intended, and ultimately making more companies that our utilities have to buy from based upon the law. So that's something we have to change, but we're finding that in the case of ratepayers, very easily, we're seeing in certain cases that they're paying 30% to 50% higher costs for the generation of of the renewable energy that the utility has to purchase than they would buying from that same utility with their own renewable energy sources.
But that's not what PURPA says. It says that they buy this green energy as long as it costs no more than it would cost the utility to generate its own electricity.
But the how they figure it ends up that it ultimately is gamed by the providers in the system. If you didn't have all of those in the system, it would actually be a less in cost. And that's, again, the reason why we've offered this legislation to start us talking about what is out there, what's needed, and what can be done better, as opposed to keeping a 40-year law in place that it actually ends up discouraging, in certain cases, the development of energy resources that are renewable.
As you know, we talked to Cypress Creek Renewables just before we talked to you. They're concerned about, you know, losing a lot of revenue. They're concerned about jobs. They wanted to expand in Michigan, that particular company, and they're not sure they're going to be able to if PURPA changes. So what about the jobs that renewable energy companies have created? Won't this elimination of PURPA's green energy incentives mean jobs lost?
No, I don't think so. It may not be Cypress or some other company supplying it, but the jobs will be there. But again, the key issue is to make sure that while we want to see jobs come into our state, even from out of state, if they want to invest in Michigan, we want to make sure that the ratepayers of Michigan, in my case the 7th District, pay no more than they should have to pay for their energy. And that's the only concern that we have with using some outdated rules and laws without even talking about how can we change it. Now, again, in our bill, if you've read it, it gives a great amount of latitude for our state public service commission to make some provisions and make decisions on their own for the best interest of, one, jobs in our state, the energy-providing sources, the competition, but most importantly, the consumers. So there is some latitude here, and Cypress, they ought to be a competitor. They ought to have the opportunity to compete, but they certainly ought to have only the opportunity to compete when it's a fair system for Michigan's consumers.
Part of PURPA's purpose was to reduce the nation's reliance on fossil fuels. If that's a national goal, how is eliminating this aspect of PURPA helping?
Well, I don't think it eliminates the national goal for diminishing the use on fossil fuels, if that's the best way. It doesn't do that at all. I mean, we're not changing the fact that we're still pushing the standards, and Michigan has significantly pushed the standards for upgrading the percentage of renewable fuel sources that are out there and the generation of energy that comes from renewables. That doesn't change at all. And what we're doing, very clearly, we're not attempting to move backwards. We're saying the times have changed, the renewables have advanced, and PURPA is one of the major reasons for it. But PURPA in 1978 had a different landscape to deal with than they have now. And I think PURPA did one thing, and that pushed maybe a stodgy utility entity that has been out there all across the United States, kind of a one-size-fits-all, and we're going to just keep using the fossil fuels. We're going to keep using coal, if that's the case. We may move to natural gas, but renewables, that's not our thing. Green energy isn't where we're going. We've seen because of this law and because of some of the success of renewables and the cost going down for renewables that now the utilities, in fact, are leading the way in certain cases on promoting renewable energy. So, no, I don't think it goes backwards at all. It keeps us right where we're at and moves forward and attempts to upgrade. Again, the thing we want to do is start a firm discussion. We've had two hearings already in Congress. I'm sure we'll have more. We're having discussions with entities, whether it be Cypress or DTE or Consumers Energy or you name it. We're having discussions now on how do we move forward for the best benefit of the consumer. And ultimately, I think that's what we in government ought to be concerned with. And I would hope the industry would as well be pushed into competing to provide the safest, most secure, cleanest, and longest-lasting energy for our consumers at the best cost.
That was Republican Congressman Tim Walberg talking about his proposed changes to PURPA, the Federal Public Utilities Regulatory Policy Act.